from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the main points. Search and rescue operations still ongoing after Labuan Bajo boat incident. Sumatra disaster recovery enters rehabilitation and reconstruction transition phase. Now, the news in detail. Indonesian Ministry of Tourism has committed to providing intensive assistance and coordination following the tourist boat incident in Labuan Bajo last Friday. In a press release issued on Sunday, the ministry stated that since receiving the initial report, it has moved swiftly by carrying out intensive coordination with several ministries, the National Search and Rescue Agency, other related parties, and the Embassy of the Kingdom of Spain in Jakarta to support search efforts and post-incident response. Minister of Tourism Widianti Putri Wardana said that the ministry has assigned the minister's senior advisor and relevant officials to directly monitor the search operations and provide assistance to the victim families. As of now, 4 Spanish tourists are still reported missing, while 7 passengers and crew members have been successfully rescued. Search operation by the SAR team will continue in accordance with standard operating procedures for 7 days with periodic evaluations. Meanwhile, port authorities have imposed a temporary ban on tourist boat operations in the water of Labuan Bajo and the Komodo Island until January 1, 2026. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture Pratikno reported on latest developments in handling floods and landslides in 3 provinces in Sumatra at a press conference in Jakarta on Monday. Pratikno said that most of the affected areas have now shifted from the emergency response phase to the transition phase of rehabilitation and reconstruction. Pratikno explained, although more than half of the areas have entered the rehabilitation and reconstruction transition phase, some still require an extension of the emergency response period. This to ensure that the region is ready before construction begins.
Di Aceh, terdapat 7 kabupaten kota yang sudah masuk ke fase transisi rehabilitasi dan rekonstruksi. Sedangkan 11 kabupaten.
In Aceh, there are 7 districts and cities that have entered the rehabilitation and reconstruction transition phase. Meanwhile, 11 districts and cities in Aceh are still extending their emergency response period. In North Sumatra, there are 8 districts and cities that have entered the rehabilitation and reconstruction transition phase, and 8 districts and cities that are still in emergency response. Meanwhile, in West Sumatra, there are 10 districts and cities that have entered the rehabilitation and reconstruction transition phase, and 3 districts and cities that are still in the emergency response phase.
The government hopes that with the appropriate division of phases, the process of infrastructure and social recovery for affected residents can run more effectively toward the end of the year. The Indonesian government, through the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, has ensured that the distribution of logistical aid for the disaster victim across various regions is proceeding rapidly. Abdul Muhari, head of the Data Information and Communication Center in the agency, provided this update during a disaster management press conference in Jakarta on Monday. He stated that the agency implements a standard operating procedure ensuring that incoming goods are not stored for more than 48 hours. This is done to guarantee that aid reaches residents immediately. According to Muhari's statement, the Halim Logistic Post in Jakarta, which serves as a primary gateway, has received 1,500 tons of AIDS over the past month. With average distribution rates exceeding to 80%, the Indonesian government is optimistic that the basic needs of evacuees will be met. Indonesian Vice President Gibran Raka Buming Raka recently visited Dos Guava XR Studio, a virtual film production studio using extended reality technology in Jakarta. As quoted from the Vice Presidential Secretariat on Monday, November 29th, the visit underscores the Indonesian government's commitment to encouraging young people and creative talents in Indonesia to continue learning, innovating, and becoming self-reliant. Established in 2022, Dos Guava XR Studio is known for supporting content production for various purposes such as television advertisements and music videos, and has recently been involved in production of the animated film Pelangi di Mars or Rainbow Over Mars, scheduled for theatrical release next year. Indonesian police in Martapura, Banjar Regency, South Kalimantan estimated that up to 5 million people attended the death commemoration or hall of local Islamic figure Muhammad Zaini bin Abdul Ghani on Sunday, December 28th. As reported by Antara News Agency, Banjar Police Chief Fadli has said that figure was based on analysis by the three Indonesian major telecommunications million providers that were active during the event. According to Fadli, the number exceeded last year's attendance, which stood only at 4.1 million. The event is held annually to commemorate Muhammad Zaini, also known as Guru Sekumpul, a local charismatic scholar who passed away in 2005. The pilgrims consistently overflow onto major roads whenever the event takes place, forcing police to implement traffic management measures. Well, listeners, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia.
Hello Voice of Indonesia listeners, I'm Indra Asmo, President and Director of Radio Republik Indonesia. On behalf of RRI, wish you a Merry Christmas to Radio Republik of Indonesia listeners all over the world, Indonesian diaspora, student abroad, and Indonesian migrant workers. Also wish you all a Happy New Year, hoping that 2026 will be a year of God's blessing for us, a year filled with happiness, success, and more peaceful world. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. May God bless us.
Berbicara santun kata yang ingin terdengar. Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Wonder today is featuring Guruh Gemurai Waterfall in Riau Province. For those of you who love traveling, there are many choices of tourist destinations in Riau Province, Indonesia. One of them is the Guruh Gemurai Waterfall, which is located on the border of West Sumatra and Riau, precisely in Kasang Village, Kuantan Mudik District, Kuantan Singing District, Riau. Kuantan Singingi, alias Kuan Sing, is a district that gets its name from the two lakes that flank it, namely Lake Kuantan and Lake Singingi. There are 23 waterfalls in the Kuantan Singingi district area. One of the most beautiful and easily accessible is the Guruh Gemurai Waterfall, which is so enchanting and a magnet for tourists. The Guruh Gemurai Waterfall is about 20 meters high. There are 7 levels of the Guruh Gemurai Waterfall with different heights. Usually, tourists spend more time on the first level. In addition to its enchanting shape, the bottom is like a swimming pool. On the left and right sides of the waterfall, there are rocks and natural forest. The air around it feels so pleasantly cool. To get to the bottom of the waterfall, the management made concrete stairs so that access to the location is safer. Visitors must be careful, however, because the stairs are quite steep. To reach other levels of the waterfall, visitors can walk up the stairs on the edge of the rocks. Not all levels of the waterfall can be reached because access to the bottom has not been fully managed. The Guruh Gemurai Waterfall is quite special because in addition to its beautiful scenery, its existence is still very natural. The water is clear and the air is cool. This waterfall is called Guruh Gemurai, which means thunder and splash of water in the local language. It is because the sound of the waterfall is like thunder with full splashes of water. Indeed, when you arrive at the location, you can hear the roar of water like natural music. The water source comes from the Bukit Betabuh Protected Forest Area. This tourist attraction is visited by local people almost every day, but more visitors come on holidays. There is also the evening bathing day of the Belimau, which is a tradition of the Riau Malay community to welcome the holy month of Ramadan. This tradition is carried out by bathing using lime juice and potpourri and is held every year at Guruh Gemurai Waterfall. When you are in this tourist spot, don't forget to bring a camera because there are many interesting spots for taking pictures, such as the stairs that are very close to the waterfall and bridge. In addition, from the top of the Guruh Gemurai Waterfall, which is known as one of the most beautiful waterfalls in Indonesia, you can see the beautiful scenery of the green Kuantan Singingi area. That was Indonesian Wonder today. We'll meet again next time with another interesting topic. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Cobalah saja jika dia tak ada. Ada hal-hal yang hilang yang akan kau rasakan, dan harumnya kenangan takkan bisa kau simpan. Coba kau belai dia dengan segenap rasa, dan rasakanlah cinta dengan
that the oldest pyramid structure is found in Indonesia. During America Geophysical Union meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their related study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjo, West Java is the oldest pyramid structure in the world.
Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Di Tanjung Puting. Di Tanjung Puting, which means at Tanjung Puting. You will listen a conversation about seekor orang utan, which means an orangutan. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Naomi, a tourist guide at Tanjung Puting, Central Kalimantan. Chris was recording the moment when he told Naomi about the appearance of an orangutan. Let's listen to the conversation.
Lihat itu, seekor orangutan muncul dari balik pohon.
Oh iya, itu ada dua ekor lagi di sebelah sana.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabularies and expressions related to today's topic. Seekor orang utan. Seekor orang utan, which means an orangutan. Let's listen to the conversation. Seekor, seekor, which means a orangutan, which means orangutan. Muncul, muncul, which means appears. Dari, dari, which means from. Balik, balik, which means behind. Pohon, pohon, which means tree. Seekor orangutan muncul dari balik pohon. Seekor orang utan muncul dari balik pohon, which means an orangutan appears from behind the tree. Lihat, lihat, which means look. Sebelah sana, which means over there. In the conversation, you hear the sentence seekor orang utan, seekor orang utan, which means an orangutan. In the expression, there is a word seekor, seekor, which means a. Seekor, seekor, which means a, is determiner for one singular animal. In Indonesian, there are different determiners between human, animal, things, and different sizes. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions seekor, seekor, which means in another sentence. Seekor singa lepas dari kandangnya. Seekor singa lepas dari kandangnya, which means a lion escaped from its cage. Kami menonton atraksi seekor monyet di sebuah sirkus. Kami menonton atraksi seekor monyet di sebuah sirkus, which means we are watching a monkey performance in a circus. For your info, Tanjung Puting National Park is an orangutan rehab center in West Kota Waringin and Seruyan, Central Kalimantan. In there, visitors can see the orangutan feeding. Tanjung Puting also has three orangutan feeding spots, namely Camp Tanjung Harapan, Camp Pondong Tanggui, and Camp Leki. Before we end today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia. Let's listen to another conversation.
Lihat itu, seekor orang utan muncul dari balik pohon.
Oh iya, itu ada dua ekor lagi di sebelah sana.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about seekor orangutan. Seekor orangutan, which means an orangutan. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who wants to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Nika Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Memang kau bukan milikku. Ku aku. Of Indonesia.
Sakit hati ini kau tinggalkan, ku ikhlas tu bertahan. Cintaku padamu begitu besar, namun kau tak pernah bisa merasakan. Meski sakit hati ini kau tinggalkan, ku ikhlas tu bertahan. Kau meninggalkanku tanpa perasaan, hingga ku jatuhkan air mata. Kekecewaanku sungguh tak berarah, biarkan ku harus bertahan. Jangan pernah kau coba untuk berubah, tak relakan yang indah hilanglah sudah. Jangan pernah kau coba untuk berubah, tak relakan yang indah hilanglah sudah. Tanpa perasaan,
hingga ku jatuhkan air mata. Kekecewaanku sungguh tak berarah, biarkan ku harus bertahan. Wow, jangan pernah kau coba untuk berubah. Tak relakan yang indah hilang, lah sudah. Jangan pernah kau coba untuk berubah. Tak relakan yang coba untuk berubah. Ku relakan yang indah dalam hatinya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled December Kelabu or Gloomy December by Erika Rashid, accompanied by Dapur Music Project. This song tells about the sadness of someone who is left by her lover without news for 2 years. She keeps waiting for a promise or arrival from her lover, but it never comes true. The song, created by Arianto and popularized by singer Maharani Kahar, was released in 1982 in Maharani Kahar's debut album of the same name. This album became the most popular album of Maharani Kahar's career. The song was not only popular in its time, but also continues to be remembered and even resung by many artists across generations, like Yuni Shara, who released this song in 1997. Then the punk music group Karna Mereka also released this song in 2018. Well, listener, here is Erika Rashid featuring Dapur Music Project with the song December Kelabu. Enjoy!
Sabah
Voice of Indonesia.
Jika kau ragu-ragu, pipi merona. Setiap kau jawab, aku satu-satunya sayang. Hanya kamu seorang. Bukan, bukannya ku tak percaya. Ku ingin dengar
broken down through my days. I've been feeling like I'm
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello Voice of Indonesia listeners. I'm Indra Asmo, President and Director of Radio Republik Indonesia. On behalf of RRI, wish you a Merry Christmas to Radio Republik of Indonesia listeners all over the world, Indonesian diaspora, student abroad, and Indonesian migrant workers. Also wish you all a Happy New Year, hoping that 2026 will be a year of God's blessing for us, a year filled with happiness, success, and more peaceful world. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. May God bless us.
Okay.